Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northwestern here in UMAC Conference action at the MC Spartan Sports Complex. And now joined by sophomore keeper Madsen Gudekunst. And Madsen, thank you for joining me for the halftime interview. Always good to get a player's perspective on how things are going. Just your sophomore season. You've played a lot of soccer already for the Yellow Jackets, but just your sophomore year. It's a young team. It's a team that is growing together. And just give us a sense on how you feel that process is going, because it is a young team, and a lot of these players are expected to come back. But it does seem like you guys are growing very well together.
Yeah, as I mentioned before in a previous interview, I had said that if we can get connected, people are in trouble. If we can't get connected, we might be in trouble. But I think so far we've connected, and I think it's caused a lot of issues for some other teams as we're 5-0 now. So as we move through the season, I feel like it's getting better and better, and we still have lots to learn and to continue with. But we've begun to connect through the midfield and through all of our young players with our returning ones, and it's becoming an issue.
It's interesting, too, to watch this team, the growth that we've seen with this program the last couple of years. You know, you guys last year won 8 games, got all the way to the UMAC Tournament Championship game. This year, 6-7-2 so far, but on a 5-game winning streak right now, playing your best soccer at the right time because the UMAC Tournament is coming up again. So it's been kind of a fun process to watch from a broadcasting standpoint. What do you think has been the biggest key, though, in terms of the growth of this team?
Communication has been the biggest thing. I think at the beginning and there's a couple times during games that we'll struggle to not communicate with each other, and it really shows. And then once we pick that communication back up, it's just we can make passes together, we can find people on the outside and switch the field. So I think our biggest thing with growth has just been communicating with each other, helping each other out, asking questions, like after a play's done, like, hey, is this what I did, should I have done this, like, did that work? I think it's just the biggest thing, and then just kind of figuring out on the field how to fix things as we go.
I also happen to know that Coach DeGroote has been especially pleased with the way that you and Morgan Philibert have kind of held down the fort in the keeper spot. I know you guys have been splitting some time, but just give us a little bit of an insight into you guys' relationship, because it really does seem like you guys are very close, and you guys do kind of play off of each other. Even when one isn't in the game, the other one is really rooting for the other one. So just give us a kind of a feeling or a sense about how that relationship works out.
Well, to start, we're roommates. We live together. So I think that's where the relationship really comes from, is at home we just kind of hang out and talk to each other. And, I mean, the biggest thing is we don't talk about soccer outside of soccer. I mean, if something happened in a game, I might ask her a question. She might ask me a question or something about practice. But other than that, we don't talk about it. It's just kind of we talk to other people about it if we need to. We go to coach, we go to friends, we go to parents. But the biggest thing is just being friends off the field is what creates the biggest relationship on the field for us.
And now training this game today against Northwestern, it's a team that you guys are familiar with. It's a team that you guys played in the UMAC Tournament Championship game a year ago. They're a team that also has some skill. I happen to know that on the outside. And they're a team that tends to put some pressure on offensively, on their opposition, I should say. What do you think the biggest keys are going to be here to trying to contain that attack and then getting a good result here today?
From what I remember last year is we have to try and stop those crosses. Quite a few of their goals came from the same cross, across the 18 and a header. Right into the net. So I think the biggest thing is just trying to shut down those crosses so they can't get them in, and then just making sure that we're marked in the 18 and 6-yard box and just not willing to give up on it, to fight, to even if we don't know if we can win it in the air, to still try, still make them have to maybe make a mistake. But containing those crosses outside once they're done in our end, I think, is going to be one of our biggest key things to keep the game as close as it can be.
All right, Madsen, well, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was Yellow Jacket keeper Madsen Gudekunst. I'll be right back with more halftime programming on 91.3 FM, KUWS Superior.